This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Welcome, friends. It's Diane Halfman here with another episode of Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony can coexist. You are in for a real treat today with my friend and special guest, Sandra Yancey. In 2000, from a room above the garage of her Dallas, Texas suburban home, and with limited entrepreneurial experience, Sandra Yancey bootstrapped her way to create one of the largest and most influential business networking organizations in North America. Today, her company, eWomen Network, is a multi-million dollar enterprise in six countries with 118 chapters, helping thousands of women launch, grow, and scale their businesses. Sandra is the recipient of countless business awards, including recognition by the International Alliance for Women as one of the world's 100 top difference makers. Additionally, Sandra was named by CNN as an American hero, and I can't agree more. The eWomen Network Foundation she created has, to date, awarded cash grants to 113 nonprofit organizations and scholarships to 155 emerging female leaders of tomorrow. eWomen Network Foundation is one of the key organizations that Spa Life proudly contributes to. Sandra is featured in the best-selling book, Chicken Soup for the Entrepreneur Soul, and a number one best-selling author of five books, including Relationship Networking, The Art of Turning Contacts into Connections, and three succeeding books. She produced and is featured in the critically acclaimed movie, The Glow Project, which has been heralded as one of the most inspiring movies ever created for women by the Orlando Film Festival. Sandra, welcome, and thank you for being here today to be part of the conversation of Spa Life.
I'm so excited about you and I spending this time together, Diane. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I always like to share with our listeners, you know, I get the question about like, what is spa life and how can I have more of that in my life and what's it look like? And so I like to remind our listeners is that it's a lifestyle and that it accepts that accomplishment and harmony can coexist. It's living a life of intention, one that is balanced and a life that you truly live and love. And, you know, Sandra, you and I have talked about having that self-care and having that balance and how important that is. And we know that a lot of people, many people, live a life of default instead of by design. What are some of the things that you consciously create that allow you to live your spa life?
Well, this is a really important topic. Probably, Diane, one of the most important topics for entrepreneurs and particularly women entrepreneurs. So I love that this is your real zone of genius that you're really carrying the torch on, because my belief is that, like you, what you believe in, you will prove yourself right. So if you believe in not having balance, if you believe there's no way that you can have it all, you'll prove yourself right every time, because where your energy goes is what grows. And so if energetically you say, I deserve to have balance, I deserve to have things working for me seamlessly throughout the day, you might not achieve perfection, which is a phantom word anyway, it doesn't really exist, but you will notice, you'll be more aware when things get out of sorts and they get out of balance. And that's really what success is all about in any aspect of your life, is noticing the shifts that are not working for you and making those little tweaks to get back in alignment. So for me, I'm not about time management. I'm not a time management girl. I don't want to monitor my minutes. I don't want to monitor my day like that. What I want to monitor is my boundaries, right? And I find that when you monitor your boundaries, when you manage your boundaries, time takes care of itself in a lot of ways, you know? And again, it's not that you're not going to get sidetracked here and there, but if you know what to say no to, and your no is as strong as your yes, when you know what you should say yes to, then suddenly, right, you're not overwhelmed by piling more and more things on your plate. You know what's not supposed to be on the plate, and you just say no. Maybe not forever, but just no, not now. That's not my priority. So I believe in giving gratitude every day. I wake up with a journal. I don't write down the things that I'm grateful for. I recite the best thing that happened to me the previous day, just like it just happened, just like I'm talking to you, Diane, and I want to give you a blow by blow of the coolest thing, the best thing, the happiest thing, the most joyful thing that happened to me the previous day, because that automatically gets your mind set up for receiving more joy, that it does exist. And sometimes we got to dig a little deep, you know, but you know what, if we dig, just being able to say, you know, I'm alive. And I'm breathing, and it's a gorgeous day today, and the sun is shining, or the sun isn't shining. It's gloomy, and it's going to rain, but look, the grass, the plants are thirsty. They're going to get nourished today. Just putting your mind in finding the appreciation in even the darkest moments, I think, sets up your day in a most powerful way. And then saying, you know, I deserve to exercise. I deserve to reward this amazing body where I can move my fingers, or I can blink my eyes, where I can think of a sentence and be in communication with you. I deserve to reward my body for doing that. One of the things I have to do is I have to drink. You know as well as I do. One of the things I just moved out of view for this call today, this interview with you, was my water jug. It's 64 ounces. It's a plain old gallon that you buy at the grocery store. My daughter actually bought it for me as a reminder that, Mom, you need to get back on drinking your 64 ounces. It's a great visual to remind me to continue to get it down, right? Absolutely. When we take care of ourselves, right, then we have the strength, the clarity, the stamina to take care of all of the big decisions that we need to make in our life, including our business.
I love that. You know, I love that you talk about having the awareness, because really that's where you start, is having the awareness of what's in your space. And I know you've shared with me before, and I it's always a great reminder to me, is that no is a complete sentence.
Right.
That, you know, in managing your boundaries and really knowing what it is that you're going to do, that it's okay. And I think as women, you know, there sometimes is that challenge to say no, because we want that, you know, that fear of missing out, that FOMO. And it's really important to have that boundary.
Or justifying our no, explaining our no, you know, and that's time, right? That's time, and speaks to a whole nother thing going on around who are you trying to convince, me or you, right? I mean, getting clear in your convictions around things, I think that clarity is such a powerful way to manage not just your boundaries, but it also manages your time. I think we get sucked up in so many different things that are around us, you know, our phones, right? I mean, I'm looking at you right now on through my computer. Right next to my computer is my phone. In front of my phone, my work phone, is my cell phone. But when I'm not going to be plugged in to technology, I turn around and my desk is behind me and I'm not looking at my computer. I'm not being distracted. The sound is off, so I'm not noticing when something new is in my inbox. My phone is on silent. My phone here is on low, and I'm not allowing, you know, everybody else's time of when they think they need and want me. I got all this stuff as a convenience for me, not to be at the convenience of everything and everyone else, right? So when I'm in think mode, when I'm in meeting mode, when someone comes in and sits in my chair in my office and I turn around, I'm fully present and everything else is behind me. That's a boundary for me. This space is where I am plugged in technologically, from a technology perspective. This space, when I turn around, is when I am connected to myself or to another human being. Very different mindset.
Yeah, I love that. You know, it's a reminder that, you know, the technology is supposed to be for our convenience, not to have just jump in anytime anybody wants to get a hold of us and have that happen. And, you know, as you know, several of my friends have shared, you know, we're not doing rocket science here or brain surgery. So, you know, an hour or even a day is really not going to break your experience of your life and how you're structuring things and how you're really doing the things that you can have. And, you know, I think one of the best compliments I think that people get are, what are some of the things people say when you're not in the room? And one of the things that people say about you over and over again that I've heard, Sandra, is that when you are with someone, you are completely present and you are with them. And that is such an admirable quality. And I mean, I've heard that from several different people about how present you are with the person who is right in front of you. And I think that's amazing.
Wow. Thank you so much. I receive that because I want you to know too, that's not an accident. I mean, I really think about that. I've been at a networking event. Have you ever been there where someone's looking, talking to you, but they're kind of checking out what, if, like, right. if somebody else might be better coming along? I mean, it's right. just a humiliating, you know, feeling to me, right? So I just trust, I believe that we're supposed to trust that whoever we're speaking to in the current moment is the person we're supposed to give our full attention to, because it's in the nuances, I think, particularly in business, where the real magic happens. I think we learn so many scripts, so many ways to do things, but real business, it's been my experience, is done in the nuances. And you miss them if you don't really pay attention. It's why I believe in listening to my head and my heart, because my head sometimes screams at me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what's going on? Or who do you think you are? Or why is this happening? Or right? And my heart, you know, speaks just as powerfully, but in a different tone of voice. It whispers.
Right.
And what I know is, if I don't listen to it, if I don't pay attention to what my heart is telling me, you know, I often miss things that can be incredibly transformational, you know, because my stinking thinking, my critical Christina will tell me why I shouldn't do something when my heart's saying, girl, you know this is right. You know this is the opportunity for you. You know that this is what you've really been dreaming and wanting. My critical Christina is saying, who do you think you are? Why do you think you should be able to, right?
Right. So, I totally get that.
You got to pay attention who you listen to.
Right. Well, you know, I think sometimes that we forget that the wisdom that we have within ourselves, that we really need to trust that and to know that, you know, those little inklings that we get, whether it's, you know, a gut or your heart or whatever that is speaking to you, that, you know, that is your first guidance system, that's really what's giving you in the direction of what's best for you. And I love about how the nuances that we look at and really not forgetting or missing what our experience is. One of our mutual friends, Rhonda Renee, you know, always talks about how, you know, don't forget to miss your life. Right.
Yeah.
When you're doing all the busyness and all the things that we're doing, you know, don't forget to live your life and to spend those moments with our family. And I love the fact that, you know, your daughter Brianna is, you know, in your building and you get to see her. And, you know, the people that we have in our space really support us in such an amazing way. You know, they talk about the five people that we spend the most time with, that we're closest with, that we learn from, that we become them and they learn from us. And so to have the positive influences in our life, the fact that she's bringing you water and supporting, you know, your health goals that you have, I mean, those are the people we want to have in our space, is the ones that really see the bigger vision of ourselves.
Totally. You can't build a $1 million dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, if you really want to live a rich life, and rich isn't defined for me as just money. I mean, I think that's what the spa philosophy is all about. You know, seek your power always, you know, for spa for me is really, where are your power sources? And sometimes our battery runs low. And so who are the people that we go to charge us? Are they inspiring us or are they tiring us? Right. And, and that's a boundary for me. I mean, I move away so quickly. I'm so aware of how repelled I am from a lot of negativity. I mean, I you'll never see me put anything negative on my social media. And I have, let me just tell you, I got my stories. No, I've got my reasons, right? But it's toxic for me. Right. And I just don't like the feeding. And I notice how quickly when someone puts something negative, I'll see how quickly others just join in on it.
Right.
The engagement on negativity is scary to me.
That's a boundary for me as well.
Yeah. I mean, I even put, you know, for holidays, I post closed for family, right? Sometimes you have to unplug to get really connected.
Yes.
And I think it's easy for us to believe everything that we see on social media. And what I know is what's on the outside, meaning on the computer, is not always fully reflective of what's on the inside. So we got to be careful on the stories that we make up and believe about other people. We all struggle. Success is really hard, right? And it never gets really easy. I think we need to be honest with people about that. I mean, you're in the problem solving business, right? It's hard, but you know, it's harder being broke and being unhappy. So if happiness is hard, you just have to say, and being unhappy is hard, which bucket do you want to live in, right? It's a choice.
Absolutely. Tell me your acronym again for SPA.
I was just thinking as you were talking, just the energy that you emit and the conviction, Diane, that you have to the work that you do. You know, it just seems to me it's like, you know, seek power always. Where's your power source?
Yes.
You know, power just isn't in the things that you have or the influence over other people. If you want to lead a tribe, if you want to surround yourself with amazing people, it first has to start within. And I feel like in a lot of ways, that's the work that you do, helping people get in touch with their true power source, their heart, their energy, their belief systems, their decisions, their choices, right? I mean, that's where your power comes.
I
watch
that.
People all the time that have excuses. And what I realize is that they relinquish so much of their power,
yes.
Right? And you're helping people really seek and own that every day and always.
Right.
It's not something you do for a few hours. You have to be mindful of it.
Right. Right. I love that. Well, and another thing I love that you always say is, you know, your R&D is to rob and duplicate. And so, you know, I'm going to be telling all people about that over and over again about, yeah. You know, that power and, you know,
and rob and duplicate for me, just to be clear, I would never propose that you steal someone's, you know, product or right. You know, that kind of thing. It's about rob and duplicating life lessons. You know,
yes. I totally get that.
This is what it's totally about, right? I mean, I yeah. read about Steve Jobs. I have something on my board that says that it reminds me that on the way to innovating, you're going to make mistakes. Fix yes. the mistakes and get onto the business of innovating.
Right.
And right. there's a mistake. I think we get so afraid of mistakes that rigor mortis sets in and we don't move. And I'm about being imperfectly done than perfectly undone. Right?
Absolutely. I get that. You know, and I think that that's really about not reinventing the wheel. I mean,
yes.
to really stand on the shoulders and the wisdom of the people who have come before us. You know, I think that, I mean, I always took that term of what you had said is, you know, learn from the people who've come before you and
yes.
be able to then express as a springboard into moving into the next thing you can do.
Oh.
So I love that. And I mean, boy, it just really shortens the learning curve to be able to have that wisdom from the people who've come before us. So
I read not too long ago that the average business book, bestseller business book, is based on 15 years experience, you know? And so I always say to myself, how long does it take me to read a business book? I don't have the kind of time that allows me to sit and read it cover to cover, but I always have one in my bag, right? And and when I'm on a plane, you know, I pull it out and I think about, even if it takes me 3 months to get through one book, that's 15 years acceleration based on
right.
somebody else's life, right?
Absolutely.
That's the spirit of Robin Duplicate I like to think of.
I think you're right on with that because, you know, and I'm always listening to, like, if you recommend a book or I hear from someone recommending me, if you can just
right.
shorten the learning curve.
Right.
We don't have, you know, exponentially, if we had like 15 years and 15 years, I mean, we'd be 110 before we did anything in implementation, right?
Right? Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So. I love that. I love it. So Sandra, you know, along this line, you know, the current buzzword is we hear all the time is I'm so busy. Yet we all have the same 24 hours in a day. What is your spa life secret that allows you to have the most impact in your day?
Well, I'm really careful about, you know, obviously what I commit myself to doing. I always tell everybody in my coaching program, my $25,000 program called SOAR, the first conversation we have when we first say hello, because they're from all over the place, right. we're on the phone. And the first thing I have them do is to write something down. And so I always say, and this is the quote that I have them write down. Your goal is to do only the things that only you can do. And that, Diane, is one sentence. It's the easiest way for me to share with you my true belief system around how you live a true spa life. Your goal is to do only the things that only you can do in your business. My belief is that most entrepreneurs get so caught up in the fray that they can't get out of their own way.
Right.
Right. And so when you start really thinking about two things, what is so for tomorrow, you should know at the end of the day, before you go to bed, what your agenda is tomorrow.
Yes.
Because a lot of entrepreneurs wake up and then decide. I mean, they have some fundamental things, but it's very easy for them to let hours go by.
Yes.
The average entrepreneur is spending 2 hours a day on social media. Now, it may not be all at one time, but, you know, 20 minutes here, a half an hour there, and before you know it. Well, if you take 2 hours a day times just 5 days a week, that's 10 hours a week. On a 40-hour work week, that's 25% of your time. If you're doing social media for business and you have absolutely no return on your investment, you need to stop, because there's not a business on the planet that I'm aware of that can afford to waste 25% of its time and think that it's going to not only be successful nor sustain success. So getting really clear on how you spend your day, to me, is really important. And what are the things you're going to do and what are the things you're not going to do? And then people say to me all the time, well, Sandra, that's easy for you to say. You're in a position now that you can hire people to do the things that still need to be done, but you don't necessarily need to do them. Well, there's some truth to that today, but it's really important for people to know, and you know this about me, Diane, and that is that I bootstrapped this business.
Yes.
So my children were small. My son was 4 years old when I started. He wasn't even in school yet, right? My daughter was in second grade. So I raised my business as I raised my family, right? Yeah. And what I will tell you is I had to get really crystal clear that sometimes you do have to take a step back in order to make a quantum leap forward. Sometimes you do have to give some things up. But you know what? Today, I mean, I was talking to someone not too long ago that was telling me that her cable bill was almost $200 a month.
Wow.
I'm like, $200 a month? Why is your cable bill $200 a month? Well, she's got Showtime. She's got HBO. I'm like, that in itself was like over $100 between the two of them. Right. I was like, girlfriend, you need to like maybe cut that thing out for just give it 90 days. Give it 100 days. Give yourself 100 days to see 100% difference, right? Because it's like exercising. It's like meditating. It's like giving gratitude. Your journal, 100 days, and you'll see, you know what? There's always enough time for what you deem important. The universe just seems to shift itself. Whatever you decide, you're going to prove yourself right. And so you get sometimes got to take a step back so that you can redirect that money to do some other things while you're focusing on picking up the phone, right? Pick up the phone, call somebody, make a call. Your job is to increase revenue. You've got a message. You've got a voice. You've got talent and wisdom. Call somebody. They're looking for you.
Right.
They just don't know you exist. They can't find you. So you got to tell them that you're here for them,
right?
And when you redirect and put your time into doing the magic of your genius, what you'll do is you'll start to see things shift. And the more money you make, the more you can then hire other people to do the stuff you don't like or you're not good at. It's not a good use of your time. Now you're impacting the economy because you're helping other people live their dream, their zone of genius, while you go bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, it's a different way of looking why making money is so important. It's not about a bigger house. It's not about a nicer car. It's about changing the world. It's about like what you've done with the eWomen Network Foundation. You've been so generous, right? Because you're going big with your dream. And that's giving you the ability to say, you know what? I think what I really need right now is to make a difference.
Yes.
Let me write the check for the organization that fixes an injustice or addresses a cause. That's why making money is so important today. It's not about the greed. Really good people that make really good money, like you, tend to do really good things with it.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I was talking with a client earlier this week and he's getting at the kind of twilight part of his business. And he's just like, you know, it's not that important for me to really make money anymore. And I said, well, what do you want to do with your business? And he said, well, I want it to be a legacy for my daughters. I said, let that be your new reason why to impact and have that happen. I said, you got to look outside of yourself. And we were really looking how to organize his business so that he could have more balance, but that he could, when he saw like what he wanted his money to go to, that in terms of the charity and his daughters, and he wanted to help and build a sales team. I mean, I said, when you look at it, really, there's a small percentage that you're actually allocating for yourself. But look at the impact that you're making by having a larger income.
Yeah. But you know what? You said something that I think is so often overlooked, but the underlying, it's like the foundation for every business, in my opinion. And that is, you got to know your why. You got to know why you do something, because your why is like fuel, and your why will keep you going on those days you'd rather not. And we all have them.
Yeah.
Right. And your why can change. I think that's the aha I think you presented to this person, was that your why can change over time. Why you do something, you know, 10 years ago may be different today. Why I do some of the things I do in eWomen Network is different now that I'm an empty nester. Right? I can see new things. I can introduce new things that I may not have been doing when my children were younger and I was doing science projects and, you know, hauling kids to football practices and things like that.
Different season of life.
Yeah, your why can shift, but you always got to know it. You always have to know it. It's your fuel.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. It's been so great. So Sandra, is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
Oh, I think the other thing that I think is really important is I believe that most entrepreneurs got to get really crystal clear on what is it that they do. I feel like when I meet a lot of entrepreneurs and I say, so tell me about your business, they go on and on and on and on. And if it's the one thing I've learned from the uber super successful companies like Starbucks, like Amazon, like Nike, right, is that no matter all the services that they provide, they get really crystal clear in one sentence, no more than two commas, what they do. The more you talk about what you do and the more you add, and oh, by the way, and we also this and whatever it is, you create this fog, right? And what I know is that an unclear buyer doesn't buy. So clarity is the name of the game, just like living a spa life, getting clear and deciding, putting your stake in the ground and deciding that this is your value system. This is what you deserve. This is attainable. This is what you can have, right? You will see that you'll start putting the things in place, right? And I think the same is true with clarity in your business. Get crystal clear. What do you do? Who do you serve? Why do you do it? How is your product or service different? And synthesize all that into a power statement. I think you really, between living a spa life, creating balance, right? Knowing that you can have a great relationship, kids that choose to hang out with you, amazing girlfriends like I have with you, Diane, right? And a successful, you know, seven figure business. What am I thinking? That's an aha for me, right? I still think of myself, here I am, you know, in six countries, seven figures, right? In a tower here, you know, we're the largest tenant in our building in Dallas. And I still think about the possibility. I still feel like I play small, right? It's those aha moments. I'm going to reflect on that. That's going to be a journal entry for me today. That didn't happen by accident.
Right.
So, you know, taking a step back and noticing what you say and how you say it and what meaning and what is that? You know, what does that really mean for me? What's going on that I'm not appreciating fully everything that I've created, right? Absolutely. I mean, we have to be able to give ourselves words of praise in our own ear and pat ourselves on the back. I mean, you know, you don't have to worry about being judged if no one hears you boasting. But if we don't give pause to what we've accomplished and what we've overcome, right, how can we expect anyone else to see it either?
Right.
It always all begins with ourselves, that power, right? That seeking power always.
Yes. You know, I'm going to be saying that every day. I'm going to be writing that down in a journal entry as well. And I love that your focus on clarity, because that is actually in the mission statement for Spa Life, is to focus on clarity, consciousness, and contribution.
There you go. I love alliterations, right? Yeah, but clarity is the name of the game. If you aren't clear, then you know, it's kind of like, I know people that, you know, spray and pray. I mean, they just throw stuff out there and pray something hits.
Right.
That's a hard way, I think, to build a business. I think once you are clear, you'll identify your ideal client like that. And you'll also identify someone who is not a good client. I think a lot of times we're responsible for our own bad clients, right? Because we take them on when we know. We often will reflect and go, you know, something told me, or I felt, right? This wasn't the right, but I was hungry, so I grabbed it. And sometimes hunger is not a bad thing, because it really can help you get really crystal clear and hold out for what you want. I think sometimes it's the universe's way of testing us. You know, if we really are going to hold on to what we really, really say that we want, right? It's a good measure, because, you know, when you're really hungry, you can grab the junk food and make a much better power choice, right?
Absolutely. I love it. So good. Fantastic. Well, I have a final question that I like to ask is, you know, when we talk about spa life, it, you know, part of it's that feeling that you feel in your life and how you feel in like each different room of your home actually should elicit a different kind of feeling. How you would feel in your bedroom would be different from your office to all of those type of things, right?
Right. So
what is your favorite room in your home and why?
My favorite room in my home is my kitchen. And I love my kitchen because I love to cook. And one of the things I love most about cooking is that it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And I feel like a lot of my life in business, you know, when I'm developing something or getting ready to launch something or working with a corporate sponsor, you know, it has this long closing cycle, right?
Yes.
And I love the sense of, I love the communion, if you will, of eating. I love just hearing the, oh, this is delicious. I have that recipe. How did you do that? You know, I love that people are nourishing themselves and enjoying it.
Yes.
I love the community. I love the conversation around the kitchen, right? And I just love getting my hands in everything and it all. I really do. I love being in my kitchen.
Oh, I love that so much. And, you know, I've experienced when we've had meals together, I think that's why we get like a lot of little different things. So we can try different things. And what
you do that a lot. I've learned that from you by watching you. Ooh, I'm going to do like a couple of appetizers, right? And just really treat your palate to different tastes and flavors. Right. And it's a great metaphor in many ways for tasting all of what life has to offer, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. And I love the metaphor too about having, you know, there's so many open loops in life and I never really thought about a meal and the preparation of meal that there is actual completion.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that I was taught to me is the difference between a process and actually completing something is, you know, if you have a project actually has an end, and so many people don't have an end or a completion. And so it's like in our life, what are the processes versus a project and where can we have more completion? And I think the fact that you have more completion in the kitchen really attests to why you have more completion in your life.
Interesting. That's an interesting perspective I hadn't thought of, but yeah, I mean, I even love the cleanup process. You know, I really do. Now, sometimes I'm a little tired. And you know what? I've given myself permission to leave the kitchen a mess if guests stay, you know, after midnight.
Right.
And I've even on occasion given myself permission to go to bed. And in the morning, you could either look at it and go, oh, my gosh, the kitchen. Or you could say, I'm going to transform this, you know, and the feeling that I've had. I don't know. There's just something really magical about being in the kitchen for me.
I love that. Oh, you know, that's going to have me think about the kitchen in a different way. I like that. Thank you. So Sandra, how can our listeners keep in touch with you? Because everyone's going to be wanting to have a connection with you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously ewomennetwork.com is our website and, you know, I love Instagram. So my Instagram and my Snapchat is Sandra Yancey. YANCEY. Don't forget the E. And then my Facebook and Twitter is Sandra Yancey, EWN, for the initials of E Women Network. And I'd love to stay connected. I mean, really connected, you know, truly engaged. That's what it's about for me. I'm into lust building. I'm not into list building. Let's just crave and fall in love with each other. It's such a wonderful way. Yes. You may not have as many, but the quality is so much more important. And it builds. I mean, I have 500,000 in my database, email addresses, but I've been doing it a long time, you know, 17 years.
Right.
And, but it's based on, I'm hoping that my intention is that it's based on true connection, real love. And I'm less interested in contacts and more interested in connections.
Yeah, I completely get that. And, you know, one of the things, Sandra, that is unique about you, that even though you host large events, you are in among the people and you connect with people. And, you know, I'd love for you to say a little something about the conference, because it's really a unique event where women can come together. We've got a few men that come, but
yes,
how you really insert yourself, your true heart in that event is really a special experience.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. You know, we do one of the largest 3-day business women's conferences in all of North America. This year, it's August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's here in Dallas at the Hyatt Regency, beautiful hotel here in downtown Dallas. And, you know, Diane, really, you know, you've seen me. I mean, I will actually speak to groups and say, you're not allowed to bring anybody else that's not in this room. Haven't you seen me?
Yes.
And that's very contrary than most people that do events. I mean, most people are like, tell everybody, bring them all in. And to me, again, it's more about the quality than the quantity. The wrong people in a room can totally mess up the room energetically. And I'm about really, you know, surrounding myself with women and men that take off the masks. You don't have to be perfect. Let's be real. Let's work real issues so that you're getting to the root of the issue of what might be preventing your business from really accelerating. And I think the reason why you and I are so in alignment is that my real mission is, you know, 1 million fulfilled women making $1 million in revenue. To me, it's not okay to make a lot of money and not be happy.
Absolutely.
And it's not, you know, and what I know is that when you have a great business and it's really working for you, you are happier because you know that you're contributing more than in your own family system. And that's really important to me as well. But I know that I was on this planet to do more. And if that's you and you just want to be in a real environment and you want to have real conversation, and you want honest, you know, coaching and support, truth telling, but in a way of compassion and then accountability, you know, I think our conference really is a true 3-day infusion of that kind of experience and support. And I'd love to have you there.
Fantastic. Well, I encourage anyone who really wants to have that support to really, you know, look at this and come and join us. And it's
be
really
with us. We're going to be together, aren't we, Diane?
We're all about being together.
Exactly.
So I love that. I love that. So come join us. It'll be really fun.
Yes.
So, you know, I know a lot of you are sitting here going, you know, we're having this conversation about spa life and how do I start that and what's that look like? And, you know, I invite you to read a little bit more about spa life and how you can have more balance in your life and, you know, incorporate some of the things that Sandra and I have been talking about. And one of the things that I offer is a free gift for you to look at how to step into your spa life. And you can grab that at dianehaffman.com/guide. And you can read about that and see the different ways that you can join us and really.
I'm going to get that. I'm going to download. So it's.
Yeah. So dianehaffman.com/guide.
I'm going to get that.
Yeah. It talks about all the 9 elements that you want to have so you can have this balance in your life and make some of these choices and be really clear about your boundaries. And you know, it's the awareness part. It's really having the clarity about how do you want to live your life and to just be able to ask yourself the questions. And they're also a great thing to look at in when you do your journal writing to just go, okay, I'm going to focus on this element of my life right now. And where does it stand?
Yes. And it all starts with awareness.
Yes.
You can't make any change in your life, sustainable, deliberate, intentional change without awareness. So I love that.
Absolutely. Well, Thank you so much, Sandra. I know how valuable your time is.
Oh, you too. Thank you for having me.
I love having conversations with you. You know, I could talk with you all day long.
I know. I love you so much. We'll get everybody off and we can continue.
Oh, there you go.
I'll get my water jug and start drinking. Very unladylike, but it works.
Absolutely. I love that. Just the practicality of it all. So with that, I want to thank all of our listeners for joining us today and being part of this conversation. And, you know, if this is something that spoke to your heart, please share this with someone who needs this message today. And we'd love to hear from you as well. So if you'd like to put any comments or, you know, send a message to either one of us, you know, we'd love to respond.
What's your biggest aha? It wasn't about everything we talked about.
Right.
There's one thing that can change everything. What is that for you?
Right.
It's one awareness, right? And don't just think it. You know, share it. Share it with Diane. Share it with myself. Say, this is my new aha, an awareness that I'm going to be more mindful of so that I can really create, not just think about it, but be about it.
Absolutely. I love that. And we really care about what you think and how we can support you in your life. So we really look forward to those comments. We're happy to come around and, you know, support you in any way that we can. So thank you, listeners, for joining us here today. And as always, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and spa life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehalfman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.